By the way, you'll be asked to answer the following question in just moments. How do you take a snake's temperature? How do you take a snake's temperature? Thanks to all of you who sent jokes. Helen and Carl and Scott and Jimmy and Sarah in Milwaukee and Rick and Marcy in Huntley. We got to start with some bad news here. The Pillsbury Doughboy has died. His funeral will take about 20 minutes at 3:50. I went to the bookstore yesterday and asked for a book about turtles. The clerk said hardback. I said yes, with these little tiny heads. I heard you should treat your wife like you did on your first date, so I'm dropping her off at her parents'. I asked my phone. I said, Siri, why am I so lousy with women? My phone said, I'm Alexa, you dummy. Might have been part of the problem. How many Germans does it take to change a light bulb? The answer is one. They're very efficient and not funny. Hey, if I won $1 billion in that mega lottery, I would give a quarter of it to charity. I'm not sure what I would do with the other 999,999,999. My wife told me over the course of the pandemic I've actually grown as a person. Her actual words were, hey, you got fat, but I think I know what she meant. Okay, what's the answer to the question? How do you take a snake's temperature?
There wasn't a lot of time to think about that,
no.
John.
How do you take a snake's temperature? Steve Alexander, do you know?
No idea.
No idea.
How about in the newsroom?
I was going to say slowly.
That was good.
Well, that's because you're using a reptil thermometer.
Yeah.
Reptile thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, yesterday we told you a joke about Egyptology. We told you a joke about the Egyptology teacher who could only get a job teaching other people Egyptology. It was some sort of pyramid scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today someone
was
asked...
Was that not a joke?
No, but that was really funny yesterday. I have a new version of that, Vicky.
Uh-huh.
Get ready to hold your little belly.
Okay.
It says here, well, today someone asked me if I knew how to build the pyramid, and I said up to a point. Now, when it was a young man. Send your best jokes, please, to John Williams at WGNRadio.com, and you can always share them with your friends. Go to WGNRadio.com/speedjokes. Reptile thermometer. Bet you're gonna
two appearances by King Tut in a week.
If I can play that song more than once, I absolutely will.